I think the principal way to repair the soundscape is to get everybody to start to listen to the sounds. And when I say everybody, I mean the whole population. So my feeling is that what we have to do is to educate a whole society, starting with children, to be much more critical about the sounds of their environment than they have been in the past, so that they can have an opportunity to shape and to correct the sounds of the future. And that this shaping and correcting, this design of the soundscape, should not be something that comes from outside, but should be something that comes actually from the community itself. In other words, if I were living in a particular community, even a small town, I should be able to control with my fellow citizens most of the kinds of sounds that we have in this town. I should be able to preserve the sounds that we like to have, and I should be able to exclude the sounds that we don't really want to have.